Shalom aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Nida Yud Tes, Nida 19a, pagination is 37. We'll start on the fourth line where the new Mishnah begins. Chamisha damim temeim be'isha. There are five colors of blood that are going to be tamei regarding the woman. And this clearly indicates that there are colors of discharge that are not considered prohibited status blood. So certainly there are cases of mucus, of different brown colors, but in the time of the Talmud and earlier, they were well-versed in the different shades of red and were able to identify colors with precision. There's a mistaken perception that colors are just colors and I know my colors. There are people who think they can compare the colors that come as shilas to a paint chart. And that doesn't really work. Taking pictures does not keep the integrity of the color to the point of accuracy that it can be ruled on properly. In the proper lighting, with the proper expertise, a very precise ruling is able to be achieved. And in the time of the Talmud and earlier, they had so much precision that even some things that to us would be very doubtful, they were able to rule on definitively. In fact, the Gemara makes mention that this is one of the things that the Sanhedrin might be called upon to rule on. Noteworthy, mentioned specifically, ki pale mimcha davar la mishpat bein dam le dam. If something will be wondrous to you, it will be something you just can't attain clarity in, the difference between blood and blood, which one is tahar, which one is tameh. So the statement over here is, chamisha damim tameim be'isha, there are five that are tameh. Ha'adom, if it's red. Ve'hashachar, if it's black. The Gemara says that black is really a red that further developed, but really it's a red color. Ukekeren in blood. Ukekeren karkom, some part of the crocus plant that was reddish. Uchememe adama, a certain type of earth. Uchemazug, and wine that was mixed to dilute it in a certain amount. That reddishness is still a reddishness of Damnida. Beshame omrim afkime me tilson. Also, the water related to the tilson plant, uchime me basar tzeli, and like the juice coming out of a roasted piece of meat. Uveshelel metarim, and Beshelel said, no, that's tahar color. Clearly, there were different shades, and they were looking to identify this with precision. A few lines later, at the end of the line, Ezehu Adom, what's considered red in this list? The plain red color? Kedam Hamaka, that's the case of a color similar to a wound emitting blood. A person cuts their finger, blood's coming out, you dab a tissue on it, that color, that's adam, that's plain, straightforward red. And the others are other descriptions of different colors. Shachar, black, kecheres, like the black dye that's used to make ink. Amok mikan tamei, if it's deeper than that, it's tamei, it's a stronger color of that. Diha, if it's weaker, more faded than that, mikan tahar, it would be tahar. Now, in addition to the considerations that we have regarding color, there's also a major distinction between a bedika cloth and a kesem, a stain. They're obviously both being presented as stains, so people get confused. One is staining the bedika cloth, and one is staining usually an undergarment. But there's a very big difference between them. A bedika means that an internal check was done, and this is what showed up from the check. And that is regarded as far more strict, stringent. That's a sample. And even the smallest amount of red would render a woman tameh. When it comes to a kesem, the nature of a kesem is that we really don't know, other than certain circumstantial evidence, but we don't really know that it's from the woman. The woman is asked, are you having period-type symptoms? She says, no, I don't know. I'm not aware what this kesem is from. But she finds a stain, and the color is a color of concern. It's red, but it's not a bedika, and therefore it has quite a number of leniencies. The size of a kesem makes a difference to us. On Amud Beis, we're introduced to dam ma'acholes, the blood of a little bug, a louse. And we attribute that perhaps this blood came from a different source, from something that happened that's unrelated to dam nida. The bottom line consideration here is that a woman is only tamei behargasha, with a sensation. If it's the time of her period, we can assume that she had a sensation, but it was masked by other symptoms. But if she has no indication of symptoms and she finds the stain, then that stain has considerable leniencies, particularly as we're mentioning regarding size, possibly also regarding how strict we would be regarding color, perhaps. So that's a basic introduction to the concept that these colors have to be analyzed with precision. A person in rabbinic training might very well take many months to get a good handle on this, to responsibly take on such questions. Not every rabbi is necessarily qualified, and in some cases they will overnight their shilas, the bedika cloth, whatever, to someone in a different city that can rule on it. On the coming daf, we're going to see some fascinating stories in the time of the Talmud, where some people were extraordinarily proficient in this art, if you will, of identifying the source of the blood, while others considered it truly extraordinary and did not have that level of proficiency. And presumably in earlier generations, there were more people who had that greater level of proficiency. Yasher koach. Thank you for joining.